Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to meet together around the world, to daven, to pray, to the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for being on the program, for making it part of your day. We only see 17 days. Please continue to daven. All those whose names are listed in our email, including the four children that we have been collectively davening for, Yehoshua Heschel, Ben, Nechama Devorah, Pesach Vitzalel, Ben, Chaya Batsheva, Alina Orna, Bas Ben Chana, and Raya Bas Michal, may they and all of those in need of the Refuah have the Refuah Shalema. Additionally, of course, please keep in mind precious brothers and sisters building held hostage. Being up hostage in Gaza, may they speedily be returned home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi David Kaplan, Congregation Oat Tzedek in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, share words of different physics. We'll be followed by Rabbi Kaplan fully reciting our five chapters of Tehillim, our Kaf, Kaf Gimel, Kuf, Kaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Melech Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English, and Rabbi Kaplan will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach, the Chayalim, the Berach, the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach, the Kolim, pausing to enable and allow us to insert names of all those whom we are allowed to. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call by email, keep making the announcement, so Baruch Hashem, each and every day, new people sign on. We're so happy that you are part of the program. You can subscribe anytime, receive a daily email at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. The chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Kaplan.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman Yashikov, to you personally for all that you do to continue this wonderful chizuk call, and a big yashikov to everyone for your continued devotion and participation. This is specifically what I want to touch on with you all today. Inspiration. When we first were shell-shocked, devastated, October 7th of 2023, with the tragedy of Israel and what happened with the Gaza border, we were shell-shocked, but then we were inspired. We were inspired through prayer, through charity, to affect change in whatever way we could. And I remember vividly, and I'm sure you all do also, different groups of prayers, and enormous gatherings that we had, the Washington gathering, and it was an amazing moment. But as the year has progressed, and now we're in our second year. We observed the first Yahrzeit, this past Shmini Atzeres. We face what we all face, the same psalms, the same issues, and it becomes very difficult for us to take the original moment of inspiration that we felt to do something, to have extra kavana, to feel that prayer and to bring something real to our world. And that slowly ebbs and flows and ultimately dissipates. It's just part of the human condition. So I'd like to share with you from our parsha the same issue that Avraham Avinu faced. Abraham is haggling with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's dialoguing with God about the fate of Sodom, Amorah, and the five cities of the Kikar HaYarden. And he says something very interesting that Rabbi Yisachar Fran beautifully brings out. When he brings the number from 50 tzaddikim, 50 righteous people, down to 45, he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says to God, "V'anochi afar ve'efer, for I am only dust and ash." And Rashi comments on this and says, what's the afar ve'efer? It's not simply a general statement. It's specific that I, Abraham says, should be afar ba'efer, dust, ground under the feet of the four kings when I went to war to rescue Lot. And efer, I should be but ash. I was cast into the fiery furnace by Nimrod in Ur Kasdim. And yet he doesn't say it in past tense. This is what I was. I was almost dust. I was almost ashes. He says, no, in present tense. Anochi, this is who I am at this moment. That he was somehow able to take the inspiration and the feeling of tremendous gratitude at the salvation that God bestowed upon him. And he was able to live with that and bring it into the now, not just have it remain in the past. So it's a powerful statement that when we face a crisis, we face a moment, and we are inspired of a moment to feel gratitude to God, to do something to affect change. Abraham Avraminu is the forebear. He gives us our window into how to do this. But in a more practical way, I want to share with you a famous shmuz from the great Mir Rosh Hashiva, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz. Very, very famous. The story of Palti ben Laish. Palti ben Laish was an amazing human being, a tzaddik that his righteousness was even beyond that of Yosef HaTzadik and Boaz, according to Chazal, according to the Gemara in Sanhedrin. He was greater in his tzidkus, for they, Joseph and Boaz, overcame temptation, but it was a momentary temptation with Rus, or the case of Yosef, of course, with Ashes Potiphar, with his master's wife. That temptation was real, but it was momentary. Whereas Palti ben Laish's went on eternally. What happened? Saul did not recognize the legitimacy of the marriage of his daughter, Princess Michal, to David HaMelech, to King David. And he gave Princess Michal to Palti as his wife. Only Palti knew that it was a lie, it was a fake out. That in fact, David and his new bride, Michal, were husband and wife. He couldn't touch her. And he made a promise never to touch her. And in a very powerful way, Rabbi Yochanan tells us that Palti ben Laish, he takes his sword, it says, Na'at chera beno levina, he plunges his sword into the marriage bed between himself and the beautiful Princess Michal, and he says that anyone who crosses over, you shall not pass through that sword. And Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz asks the question, okay, so I understand that in the moment of inspiration, Palti was inspired and he would be miskaber. He would overcome his yetzahara, his inclination. But what about the next week, the next month, months down the road? That sword is just a sword. It could be taken out of the bed, ostensibly, if he wanted to. How would that help? What did Palti do with that sword? In the moment, he concretized his inspiration. And he was able to project himself back, metaphorically. Whenever he saw that sword and he was tempted, he went backwards in time. And therefore, he allowed himself to access that moment of incredible inspiration. The way Avraham Avinu, the way Abraham, was able to go backwards to the Hatzalah, to the rescue, God's salvation from the kings or from Nimrod. He was able to bring the present now and the past and merge them together as one. And this is what we have to do. That we have to, when we face that lack of inspiration, when the Psalms and the Tehillim and the things that we're doing for Achenu Beis Yisrael, Beis Yisrael, brothers and sisters in Israel, and for the Chayalim, for the wonderful soldiers, when we face that same issue, that we're a little worn out, we're a little tired, it gets old, we have to do something to concretize, to immortalize the moment. We should all have discussed the merit to emulate the great Palti, to plunge that metaphorical sword into our bed, and to do something to affect change to allow us to keep October 7th now, not just in the past. We begin our Tehillim with Tehillacha, Psalm number 20. Lamenatzeach mizmor la-David, ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagev chashem Elohe Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh u'mitzion yisadeko, yizkor kol minchosecha, Violat Seho, Yedashne Selo, Yiten lecha chilva vecha v'chol atach v'cha yimale. Neranana v'yishua secho v'shem Eloheinu ninkol yimale Adonai kol mishal asecho. Ata yadati ki yashi Adonai mishicho. Yaneinu mishme kodsho v'gulos yeshayim minoho. Ei leva rechav, ei leva susim. V'anachne v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hey, my caravan of follow. Vanach, me come to Venisoda, the Denayoshia. A melech yane, nu, viom, karenu. Tihilach of Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor le David, Adonai roi, lo esar, binos deshe yarbitveni. Ame menuchos, yena leni. Nafshia shavev yancheni, ve magve sedek laman shemo. Gam ki ele figates from mothers. Lo yirara ki ato imadid shiftecho umishantecho Ema yenach amuni Taroch lefanai shulchan egetorerai Dishanta b'shemen roshi Kosi revayo Achto v'chesed yirdechuni kol yemei chayai Dishabti b'veis adenar liorech yamim Tehillah Kuf Chafal of Psalm 121 Shir lamalos eso enay el harim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri mi'im Adonai osei shamayim v'lavet. Al yitein lamot rak lecho yanum shamerecho. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisroel. Adonai shamerecho Adonai tzilcho al yad yeminecho. Yomam Hashem eshla yakeka v'yareach v'laylo. Adonai yishmar chamikora yishmar es nafshecho. Adonai yishmar tzeitzach avoecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir hamalos mimamakim karasficha Adonai. Adonai shima v'koli tiyena oznecha kashivos v'kol tachanunai. Imavanos tishmar yoch Adonai miyamot. Ki imcha haslicha leman tivarei. Yivisti Adonai kivsa nafshi v'lidvaro hokalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai. Yim Adonai hachesed v'harveim ofedus. V'hu yifteh Yisrael mikol avonosav. And last of the Tehillim, 142 Kuf Membeis. Maskil l'davi v'hilsav amaras ifilah. Koli el Adonai ezach, koli el Adonai eschonon, eshpoch lefanav sichi, tarafi lefanav agid, yisateich alai ruchi v'yata yadata, nesivasi v'yorech zu aleich tamunufach mi, habed yamin urei v'ein li makir avad manos mimeni, ein doresh lenavshi zakti elecho Adonai, amarti atamasi, felki beret hachayim, Akshiva el rinasi, gidalos timeod, atileni meod pai, yamsu mimani, otsia mimasker nafshi, lahadels beshemeko, viyakti ritzadikihim, yisigmo lalai. Achenu in Hebrew and then in English. Achenu kol beis Yisroel, hanesini vetara uvashiv yoho, omdin ben bayama ben bayabasha. Amakom yirachem aleihem, v'yotzeim min tzara nevacho me'afel ola, v'mishibir l'gula, ha'ashtabag alav izman karim, v'noman amei. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say amen. Mishaberach, prayer for the Israel Defense Forces for the Tzahal. Mishaberech avaseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov hu yivarech es chayalei tzvah ha'agana l'Yisrael v'anshei kochot habitachon v'omdim al mishmar etzeinu v'arei Eloheinu migvul ha'levanon v'ad mibar mitzrayim v'min hayam ha'gadol ad levo ha'rabav u'v'chol makam shehem v'yavasha v'aviru v'yom yitein Adonai es avinu ha'kamim aleinu nigafim lifneihem ha'kadosh baruch hu yishmar v'yatil es chayalein mikol tzara v'tzuka Mikol nega machalav ishlach birachav yatzvacha v'chom ma'asvei yedehem. Yadver sonenu tachtehem yatrem bekesu Yeshua v'teres nitzachon. V'kuyam behem akasu yadonai Elohechem haleichim achem lehilachem lachem imaybechem v'ashia eschem v'nomar Amen. And the Mishaberach now for the Shvuyim, for those being held in captivity. Misha Berach Avasenu Avram Yitzhak Yaakov Yosef Moshe Aharon David Shlomo Uyivarech Rishmar Vinsar Es Nedreitz Farhaganal Israel Ushvuyav Ves Kolachenu Hanasin Vitzara Uvashivya Bavur Shekola Kahala Kadosh Azem Mispalo Bavuram Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Yotzeim Mechoshef Tzamabes Most Reis Behem Yinatek Mimitzuke Sehem Yoshiyem Vyeshivem Mehira Lechek Mishpichos Sehem Yodu Ladanai Chasto Venifla Osav Ivne Adam Vukiyam Behem Mikra Shekasu Ufidiyei Adonai Yishivun Uvao Tzion Berina V'simchas Olam Al Rosham V'asun V'simcha Yasigu V'nasu Yagon V'hanachas Benomar, Amen. Mishaberach, for the Cholim, we will pause, and please say the names of your loved ones during the pause. Mishaberach, Avasenu, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, Uyivarech, Yirape, Es HaCholim. V'yasachena beis Yisrael be'eretz Yisrael. Ba'avur she'anachnu mispalolim ba'avuram mishrazeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachamim aleihem lachnimam rabotam lachizikam lachayosam nishlach lahem mehera refuah shlema min ha'shamayim v'chol v'rein v'chol gideihem v'soch shor choli Yisrael refuah t'nefesh refuah seguf hashta ba'agalah v'izman kariv v'namar. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Kaplan. We look forward having you back on the program. You've got in your Hashem and in your future. It's such a pleasure to have you. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow, Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment, tefillah, prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, physical strength, and hope to all Israel around the world.